Here's what I would buy somebody. Zach Hyman's children's book.
Yes.
That's what I would buy somebody, because he has multiple children's books out. And the reason we bring that up is Hyman's going to call in here in a couple of minutes.
He's an author.
I've never spoken to him before. He's been a Leaf now for well over 100 games. He's a Toronto kid.
He's a crowd favorite, too. A lot of people like him. I know he's a little bit polarizing just as far as people where they think he should play in the lineup, but a lot of people have a lot of love for him because he doesn't cheat you 1 second.
Absolutely.
In effort. And
well, he had a shift last night. I tweeted out during the game that one shift he had in the third, and I don't remember all the details of
right.
it, but he essentially just grit-grinded his way into the flyer zone and controlled the puck and was a one-man right. cycle and took it to the net. And set
nobody
up a couple,
else was doing that.
No one else was doing it last night.
Yeah, it was a sleeper.
And I tweeted out that last shift by Hyman is why he plays more minutes than Nylander almost every night.
Yeah.
Because Babcock would see that, and it's tangible, and he loves it. And the skill sets are very different, clearly. I'm sure Zach would be the first one to tell you. I'm sure William Nylander would be the first one to tell you. But Hyman gives you the same effort and the same outcome every single night.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He goes out there and he grinds. And he checks and he goes to the net and he kills penalties and he blocks shots and he hits and he forechecks. And
yeah.
Babcock has a ton of time for it.
I agree. Because that's the way that Mike Babcock wants his team to play, regardless
of... Well, he talks about it, too. He's like, I coached Datsyuk and Zetterberg, and he's like, they don't want to play with guys that want the puck. They want to play with guys that go get it. Yeah. And that's one of his staples, like being a good man, being an honest... whatever.
Feed his family, all of that.
Feed his family, all the nonsense. That's one of his things.
But Zach
don't
Hyman,
want the puck. They want to go get the puck for them.
And Zach Hyman is the epitome of what Mike Babcock wants out of every one of his players as far as effort level and consistency.
That kind of motor.
That's the truth.
That kind of motor. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
And it's unrealistic to expect it. I mean, Hyman, that's why some guys play different styles and guys have different roles. But you're right. If he could pick one motor off this team, I think it would be Hyman.
Well, but let's talk about elite motors. Sidney Crosby has an elite motor.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
So you've talked about different skill sets throughout the NHL, but elite motors. Zach Hyman has an elite motor, and that's what Mike Babcock wants out of every one of his players, is that type of drive, that type of work ethic and commitment, shift in and shift out.
I don't think I've ever heard Babcock say anything negative about Hyman.
But why would you?
No, I hear you, but I wonder if that gets like embarrassing at some point. Like Babcock loves him so much that I wonder if every once in a while you'd want him to be like, take a shot at me,
I wonder if the guys get on him, or maybe there's like a father-son Santa picture in the room or something
that
like that.
That is, I think, a great idea.
It'd be all right. We've had guys, I know in dress rooms when I played, if there was a guy that the coach wanted everyone to play like, there would be like a father-son picture or something like that, you know, circulating throughout the room.
All right, the Leafs coming off a 4-2 loss last night in Philly. They're in Minnesota tomorrow night. Here is Zach Hyman. Zach, do you believe you are Mike Babcock's favorite player on earth?
How are you guys doing?
That's
a tough question to answer right off the bat.
Put you on the spot. This is really hardcore journalism on this show.
How about this?
Oh,
if you don't want to answer it, do the guys razz you about that? That he's a big fan. And we're big fans, too.
Oh, I appreciate it, guys. I mean, I'm sure I get a couple of chirps here and there, but I don't know. I just try to go out there and, like Bob says, do your job, right?
He does seem to say that a lot.
Yeah.
He says that to the media a lot.
He was saying that to the ref last night.
Yeah.
Do your bleeping job.
He was going crazy last night. I mean, you were on the ice for it, obviously. You kind of were on the short end of the stick of Marlo getting thrown out. Take us through that. What happened there?
Yeah, that's a tough play. It's on Patty's strong side, and then obviously me and Brownie are right-handed shots, so I went in to take the draw, and I was lucky I actually didn't get a penalty because I kind of jumped the gun early on the first kind of set, and then he set us up again and made sure my feet was back. And it's tough when you're the second guy coming in because you can't really cheat or anything like that, or else you're going to be tossed in the box. And Couture is a good face-off man, so it was a tough play.
Zach, we were talking before you came on. I'm not sure if you heard about it, but just your work ethic and how much. And that's why we turned it into a little bit of a joke. But this isn't a joke as far as the way that Mike Babcock wants his players to play. And that's why I think he likes you a lot and respects you, is you bring that effort shift in and shift out. Is that something that was ingrained in you from a young age, or is it something you had to develop and learn as you got older?
I think it's something that you get instilled from my parents. Every time I do anything, they'd always tell me to put 100% in, or else it's not worth doing, and that kind of stuck with me. And then in college, I guess, I faced some adversity. I came into college as a highly recruited prospect, and I didn't score at all in my first couple of years, and that was something that I kind of made a decision. I can either come to the rink with this sassy attitude, or I can go out there and just be the hardest worker, and if it works out for me, it works out for me, but if it doesn't, it doesn't, and it ended up working out for me, and I kind of kept that mentality all the way through.
With Zach Hyman of the Maple Leafs, they're back in action tomorrow night in Minnesota. Austin Matthews, it was announced, will not play tomorrow. He has not played in the past couple of games, and he's missed some time this year. He played all 82 last year. You were on his wing for pretty much every single shift, and the same thing carried over this year. Why do you think you guys have the connection that you have, or why do you think it works for Babcock to have you two connected as much as you have early in your careers?
Oh, first and foremost, I love playing with Austin. He's a great guy and an awesome player. So anytime you get to play with a player like that, you get excited. And for me, I just go out there and go on the corners and go to the net and just try to get him the puck. And if you can have a guy in front of the net, it gives him a little extra space to do his thing. And I don't think he needs much space to go out there and shoot the puck, and he creates shooting angles and things like that. But we just had success because, like I said, I try to go get him the puck, and if he has the puck, good things happen.
With Zach Hyman, we were talking about, you know, this time of year, holiday season, giving gifts out, and your children's books came up, and we've talked about it in the past, but this is something that I can't recall hearing an athlete, a current athlete, who's young in his career, in his prime, likely around for a long time. He just signed a long-term deal.
The only guy I can ever think of, Brian, is I think Todd Ewan in Anaheim,
yeah,
who I believe, unfortunately, is no longer around anymore, but he did the same thing, which is, it's just different. You think of pro hockey players or pro athletes, it's not the norm.
No, it really isn't. So take us through your passion here. What made you get into this, and how do you find the time?
Yeah, I think that every player could have something that's outside the rink, and for me, it happened to be writing. I'm the oldest of five boys, so it's like a crazy household, and I'd always like to make these little stories up, and I kind of fell into writing. I just loved it throughout elementary school, grade school, and then all the way through high school, and I would just make these stories up, and then one of them actually won a short story competition when I was younger, and I worked on it, and end up getting published, and then it's a whole long story, but just kind of fell into writing, and I loved it, and now I got two children's books out, The Bambino and Me and Hockey Hero, and the third one's coming out in April called Magician's Secret. So it's important, and obviously we have a busy schedule being on the road all the time, but we get a lot of free time. Like right now I'm just in my room, so you can manage to do little things outside of the rink.
How cool do you think it is for your four brothers to have you playing for the Maple Leafs, living in Toronto?
Yeah, I told them I'd give them a shout-out because I think Spence, the second oldest brother, he listens to you guys all the time. He's at Ryerson doing sports management, so I'm sure he's seen you guys around, but he's a big fan. So they're all huge fans. They all love the Leafs. They loved the Leafs before I was on the team, and now it's even better. Now they get to watch their big brother play, and it's pretty special for all of us.
What do you make about the media attention? There's players on other teams, and I like to get guys' perspective that are from Toronto. I mean, we used to have a rule where no papers were allowed in the locker room. What do you think of the media attention and what guys around the league think of it? Do you think it's fair? Do you think it's too much? Or is it something you don't pay attention to?
Honestly, I don't think it's too much. I think that at times it can be, but I think that anytime you're in a market like Toronto where there's so much exposure and so many people want to be interested and know about your life, they don't really know about the players. They just want to get to know them. I remember as a fan, you'd always want to get to know your role models and see what they're like off the ice. And the only way you kind of get to see that is through the media. So in a way, it's a good thing to connect to your fans. But I can see how some guys are more private and they want their space. But at the end of the day, I think that the media is kind of what drives the attention. The fans want to know what's happening. So I think it's a good thing. And I mean, I love it here in Toronto. So
with Zach Hyman, we'll get you out of here on a conversation we're having off the top. The idea of regifting. It's the holiday season. And, you know, I'm sure you have access to a lot of really cool things, but not even necessarily regifting. Would you feel comfortable giving Zach Hyman jerseys to people? Like, would you hand those
That's
out?
That's not a regift.
No, I know, but it's kind of like...
George Clooney just gave his 14 best friends $1 million.
Cash.
Yeah, but he sold his company for $1 billion, his tequila company.
Right,
so.
But still, straight cash. I mean, that's crazy
right,
from Clooney.
Enough.
I don't think Hyman's going to be handing out $1 million to people.
Give us $5,000 each.
Yeah, can you send us $5,000, please?
No, I think it's good. I think it's a good gift. Just get a signed jersey, and it's a good... I'd definitely be willing to do that. It's easy. It's you don't have to think about it too much. You don't have to go to the mall and shop. Just kind of get your own jersey and sign it and give it as a present.
See, that's great, and I have no problem with that. The problem I had when I played close to my hometown is
Jamie. The problem
people would be like,
we're not popular enough where people wanted the jersey.
Exactly. Nobody wanted my jersey, but they were like, hey, do you think you can get Jerome McGinley to sign this jersey? Or guaranteed, are they asking you for Matthew stuff or Nylander or anybody else?
Oh, yeah.
That's what's painful.
Oh, yeah. No. The only time I'll ever ask Austin to sign he signs enough things. And but yeah, that's definitely the worst when you get somebody. Oh, can you get me Austin's signed jersey? I'm like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm playing on the team too here, dude. Like,
yeah,
figuring
out his line.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, best of luck with everything going forward with the new book coming out, and you guys obviously coming off a loss last night, but you guys have been on fire this year, and you know the city's reacting and they're buzzing about it. So good luck tomorrow night and on Friday in Detroit, and thank you for doing this.
No, I appreciate it, guys. All the best.
There he is, Zach Hyman.
And shout out to his brothers.
Spence. I think it was Spence or
yep.
Spencer.
Spence.
Yes.
Ryerson, dude.
Good man, wow. Spence.
There you go.
Shout
Friend
out.
Of the show already, eh? Like that.
Yeah, we'll take that, man.